Bears.
Well, our player of the week is Brax Lamberth, running back, 5'10", 170, a sophomore at Green Hill. Last night, he led his team to a 21-20 win at Hillsboro, rushed for 100 yards and a score. A couple of weeks ago in the Hawks' 28-14 win over Columbia, rushed for 193 yards and two scores on 30 carries. His best night overall was their win over Kenwood. He rushed for 259 yards and three scores. On the season, has rushed for 698 yards, six scores, and averaging over 6 yards per carry.
All right, let's bring in on the F&M Bank phone line Coach Josh Crouch. Good morning, Coach. How you doing?
Great. How are y'all, guys?
Good. Good seeing you again. Brax, what's up, man?
Hey, how's it going?
Doing all right. We'll start with you, Coach. Good win last night. I guess what, by the hair of your chinny chin chin, you scored late, went for two, and got that win on the road at Hillsboro. So good win last night.
Awesome region win, puts us 2-0 and in the driver's seat, trying to make playoffs, and that's our team goal right now, is just trying to make playoffs, and being the first year that we can ever compete for that. I think that was a huge goal for us, and one step closer to that. So we're super excited for to be able to walk out of Green Hills with a victory there and come back home 2-0.
Brax, Craig Ladd, congratulations on your award. As Coach said, big win last night. You rushed for 100 yards, and you've had an outstanding season so far this year. What has contributed to that?
Yes, sir. Thank you. I'm really thankful for my teammates and my coaches. I couldn't have asked for a better team. And my line's been really blocking great for me. Like, my center, Tyson King, left guard, Colin Jarrell, right guard, Jaron Tatum, left tackle, DJ Hyde, right tackle, Evan Nelson. I'm really thankful for them.
Yeah, you better get their names in there, right?
Smart guy.
Yeah, I was told we better talk about the linemen, son. This is Bubba Spears. I talked to your line coach, and he said, hey, the line's doing a good job. He really loves it up there, coach, and y'all seem like y'all got them rolling now. That great facility up there when we came up there to shoot the pitcher Tuesday.
Yes, sir.
Well, Coach, talk about building a program. Bubba, you started East Nashville's program. From the ground up, you've taken it there. And just talk about building a program, like I said, from the ground up, Coach.
Yeah, you know, takes a lot of grunt work to get things up and rolling, starting a new community. I leaned heavily on some people that have done it before in the past, have called Coach Hester at Ravenwood, called Coach Rice, leaned on Coach Rice a ton, is at Rockvale now. Some people that have done it before in the past, and just Coach Alexander, who is my college coach at Cumberland, helped get Wilson Central up and rolling. So I've really just kind of, you know, called them, and people have been in those situations before, and kind of picked their brains a little bit about some things that they've found successful, and some things that, didn't work so well. So thankful to have those relationships with mentors of mine to be able to call and see some things that we can do and try to start a community up in at Green Hill. And, our biggest thing right now is just building the footprint of who we are and building our community and our culture the way that, you know, people are going to see who we are as a program and hopefully respect for many years to come.
Hey, Coach, Bubba Spears, tell us a little bit. You know, we've talked about having Brax and the linemen and everything, but, you know, you had to get together pretty quick. You had to come up with your coaching staff. Tell us a little bit about your coaching staff.
Offense coordinator Ben Kuhn he's the associate head coach, too. One of the first hires that we made whenever we got the school building up and running was, you know, for me, whenever I'd been thinking and dreaming about this job for a long time, and I said the first person that I would hire is a really good offensive line coach and really good strength coordinator, and really felt like Ben Kuhn, he knocks that all those off the out of the park, and he was one of the first ones that came on board. And we've leaned on him heavily. Coach Juby was with us last year, came with us from Antioch, and then we added Coach Baskin from the Gavick, who, you know, we talk about offensive line wise and knowing that position in and out. And I think the reason why Brax and Nico and that running back group is so well coached by Coach Jones, who came from Fayette Ware, but Coach Baskins and Coach Coon being able to work with the offensive line and have rules and have a little bit of a menu of if and end statements that, you know, if you get a 5, you do this, you get a 4, you do this, you get a 3, you do this. And being able to build that up in the offensive line is so important. And then we had a coach Job this year coaching our wide receivers as a young coach that really loves his players. And those are things that you can't take for granted. And then we go down the defense side of the ball. Coach Childress was with us last year, NFL pro vet, great man. And Coach Sellers came over, was with the offense last year, has been at DCA for a while, the Lebanon family, really big Wilson County ties, and is a really good friend of mine. He was my closest of friends whenever we first got it going, and actually I had to beg him to come over and be a part of us and be a part of the program because I knew who he was and what he stood for. And then we added Coach Long from Siegel as our co-defense coordinator with Coach Sellers and Coach Jenkin, who played at Cumberland a couple years after I played, and always tried to go back over there and see the alma mater, and knew him from a player and interviewed him and was thankful to bring him along as the DB's guy right now.
Our Tim Leeper Mid-State Player of the Week for Week 4, Brax Lamberth, running back at Green Hills, Coach Josh Crouch. Brax, I understand that you know where to find the weight room. I heard that you lead the team in push-ups. Is that right? Are you the number one guy on push-ups over there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Why the emphasis on that? Not just push-ups, but just the workout.
You know, working out has always been something I've always enjoyed doing, and it's a kind of a good stress reliever, I would say. And so, I it's pretty much it. I just enjoy working out, and yeah.
Well, I mean, and go ahead, Coach.
I was about to say, you know, giving him the ball 30 times a game, 35 times a game, is a direct reflection of that, and knowing who he is in the weight room and him having the stature to be able to do that is exactly the reason why he's in the weight room so well and busts his tail in there. So that we knew what Brax was going to be able to do this year, but, you know, we've seen it in the offseason, and that's a testament to who he is as a kid and a player.
Brax, you guys 4-1. You got to like that. After that opening season loss to Siegel, you've rattled off 4 straight. Talk about the improvement since that first game of the year.
You know, we started out slow against the Siegel game, but I feel like as the games went on, we've come together more as a team and worked together better.
And Dwayne, I mean, you mentioned Dwayne Alexander, Coach. I don't know if I'm going to allow that on the radio show here anymore. Dwayne's a good guy, a good friend, and he's got his hands full up at UT today with Tennessee Tech as well. You played at Smyrna. You went to Smyrna High School, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And you were a wide receiver there?
Played wide receiver, played safety.
Yeah, who threw you the ball?
Sonny Gray. That's my claim to fame. Right now, that's my claim to fame. I caught some routes from it. And I played beside Rod Wilkes, who was
absolutely
not bad himself either. You know.
Well, you know, Coach, one great thing that you got to look forward to, you have Brax for 2 more years. I mean, and providing injury, you know, that's looking good at the running back corps for y'all up there at Green Hill.
All right, look. Love Brax. He knows this. I tell him all the time. He's our leader. We go as he goes. And great kid, and not only a good football player, but somebody that, you know, we look for. It's somebody you want your son to be one day. So having him for another year, building that relationship a little bit farther, and seeing him grow into a young man is going to be fun the next 2 years.
Brax, also heard you're not on social media. If that's the truth, God bless you.
Yes,
do you're not out there on social media. Tell me why not.
You know, I feel like a lot of it has to do with drama and stuff. I try to stay away from it.
I love him already, Coach.
Hey, he got an Instagram, though. Don't let him fool you.
Oh.
I got an Instagram a few weeks ago.
Well, guys, congratulations. Just what you've done in a short period of time, 2-0 in the region this season, a big win last night. Brax, thank you. It was good to meet you guys over at the school. The school is just amazing.
Beautiful.
First time I'd been to Green Hill High School right there in, what, northeast Mount Juliet, just over the Davidson County line. And good luck the rest of the season. Go Hawks, okay?
Thanks, guys. Hey, if y'all got time, come by. We'll get you a T-shirt and let you see a game.
All right.
I'm going to take you up on that, Coach.
Yes, sir. Come on by.
All right.
Thank you. Thanks, Coach. Thanks, Brax.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
I mean, they've